This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. The cleanup has started in the U.S. state of Florida and elsewhere from Hurricane Michael, with at least six people dead. We get more now from AP's Ed Donahue.
Mexico Beach, Florida, was the first to feel the effects of Michael.
It's sort of just hard to realize just what just happened.
Fran Boas looks out at her hometown after the storm and sees
total devastation. Every piece of property, if it isn't, got something wrong with it, it's leveled.
Scott Boutwell in Mexico Beach is happy to have survived Michael.
You know, our lives, everything we have is gone now and stuff. We lost all our cars, everything.
The largest hospitals in Panama City, Florida, were shut down. Patients were evacuated because of heavy damage from Michael. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. officials have been informed by the Turkish government. They have proof Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Here's President Trump.
We're demanding everything. We want to see what's going on here. That's a bad situation. And frankly, the fact that it's a reporter, you could say in many respects it brings it to a level. It's a very serious situation for us and for this White House. We do not like seeing what's going on.
Turkish officials say they believe Khashoggi, a critic of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who often wrote opinion articles in the Washington Post, was murdered last week by the team of 15 Saudi agents, a contention Saudi Arabia has called baseless. Speculation growing, Turkey could allow American pastor Andrew Brunson to return to the United States, ending a diplomatic standoff between Ankara and Washington. President Trump has condemned Brunson's prosecution. Turkey believes Brunson aided in a coup attempt in their country. This is VOA News. A former aide to President Trump says no to being ambassador to the United Nations. That story now from AP's Tim McGuire.
The Associated Press has been told that former Deputy National Security Advisor Dina Powell has taken her name off the White House shortlist of those to replace outgoing UN Ambassador Nikki Haley. A person familiar with the conversation says Powell told President Trump on Thursday that she was honored to be discussed, but felt it wasn't the right time for her family to take the post. The president hasn't revealed who else might be on his list. Haley surprised many this week when she announced she would be leaving the job at the end of the year. Tim McGuire, Washington.
One of President Trump's top economic advisors says he is not trying to improperly influence the U.S. Central Bank. Larry Kudlow, director of the National Economic Council, spoke after Mr. Trump said the U.S. Federal Reserve is crazy for raising interest rates. On Thursday, Mr. Trump continued his attacks on the central bank, calling it out of control, but denying he has plans to fire Fed Chair Jay Powell.
I think the Fed is far too stringent, and they're making a mistake, and it's not right. And it's, despite that, we're doing very well, but it's not necessary, in my opinion, and I think I know about it better than they do.
Meantime, U.S. stock markets continue their slide in Thursday's volatile session as investors worry about rising interest rates and brace for a trade war about to hit corporate earnings a day ahead of the quarterly reporting season kickoff. It is the sixth consecutive day of declines. The S&P closed down 2.1% after shedding 3% in Wednesday's session. But at its session low, the benchmark fell 2.7% to the lowest level since early July. A U.S. federal judge is disrupting the terms of the plea deal between prosecutors and former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort, who's been cooperating with the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. That story now from AP's Jackie Quinn.
The district court judge said in a new order that Paul Manafort's plea deal cut last month sets a timeline that's highly unusual compared to most cases of cooperating witnesses. So Judge T.S. Ellis III set a hearing for next week that moves ahead with both Manafort's sentencing and the government's decision whether to retry Manafort on numerous felony counts on which jurors deadlocked. Ellis says the plea deal appears to anticipate Manafort's sentencing would be deferred until his cooperation concludes in the Russia collusion investigation. But the judge says he won't be bound by that timetable. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Also in Washington, I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.